And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's dramatic program, The Birthright, was written by Erwin Gonshack and is the last in a series entitled Freedom and Responsibility.
Ah, there stands the son of Moses surrounded by his sheep.
Listen to his song, the dull clod. We'll make good use of him.
Slowly, Abiram. We must lead him into it step by step.
Like the sheep he watches so closely.
Good day, Gershom.
Good day, Datan and Abiram. What brings you out here to these lonely hills?
Just to talk with an old friend, that's all.
I pray that a sickness has not struck your flocks. Do you wish some advice from me?
Our sheep are healthy, thank the Lord, and our shepherd is doing a fine job. But still, I'm afraid you're not far from the mark, Gershom.
I'm not good at riddles, my friends. Are there sheep among the tribes that are sick?
It is the people of Israel who may shortly need ministering.
Then surely it is my father, Moses, you seek, not me.
Your father is now very old. Time and wandering here in the wilderness have taken their inevitable toll on our teacher and leader.
We regret to say. And he finds it difficult to perform all his public duties.
Is he sick? Well, then I must go to him.
It is his age, Gershom, not a sudden illness. We do not wish to alarm you, but we're thinking of the near future when, as it must happen, our teacher and guide is gathered unto his father.
Yes, father is old. But may it please the Lord, he will certainly live until Israel crosses the Jordan into the promised land. Surely he will live to see that dream fulfilled.
You are here with your sheep, Gershom. You're out of touch with events in the camp. Why, there is much talk of a successor, even now.
When the time comes, and I pray it is far off, the Lord will see that Israel has a prophet to lead her.
But the Lord works through men, Gershom. It is prudent for us to prepare for that sorrowful day. Others have started already.
Who?
Joshua.
He is a good man.
A man of war with a soldier's mentality. Perhaps he can lead a troop of fighting men. But the people of Israel are not an army.
Our people need a leader such as Moses, our teacher and guide. A leader with a loving and tender heart. A shepherd for the tribes.
You are a shepherd, Gershom. You know what we mean.
A devoted and expert shepherd.
Of sheep, my friends. My ken is limited.
But aren't you forgetting the many leaders of Israel who learned their arts first as tenders of the flocks? Moses, your own father, spent time as a shepherd in Midian.
And you too have learned how to lead them out and bring them in with love and affection.
Sheep. I repeat, sheep.
You're modest, Gershom.
What do you two want of me?
Want of you? Why, nothing. Absolutely nothing, Gershom. This is simply a friendly talk among some friends, that's all.
I listened to what Abiram and Datan had said to my father. I had come up into the hills to be near father. But just as I had reached him, I noticed those two approaching and hid in the thickets. I had never liked them, always poking their noses into everybody's business. Those busybodies. I thought they'd come to tell some tale about me. Although I couldn't guess what I had done wrong now. But those two could make up something they could. Even though I couldn't understand everything they said, I knew they were up to no good.
David, what brings you here? It's a long hike from the encampment.
Only to be with you, Father, to hear you play the shepherd's song.
Well, all right. Now, sit down and rest. I have some cheese here.
Good. I like to be with the sheep also.
They are good companions, aren't they? No intrigues, no hidden desires, no ambitions. Treat them well and they're happy. And then you are happy.
One day, Father, I shall lead a flock of my own. I shall hold the staff as you do.
And I am teaching you to be a good shepherd, to watch the flock faithfully, to let nothing come between you and this duty. Yes, it's a father's responsibility to teach his son.
Did Grandfather Moses teach you when you were young?
He has always had many duties to perform. He has been a teacher to all of Israel, not only his son.
Did Grandfather teach you to be a leader like himself?
It isn't simply a matter of teaching, my son.
But he did teach you to be a good shepherd, didn't he? I want to be a shepherd just like you and carry the staff high. And all the sheep will follow.
Gershom, you're looking glum. How is our teacher and guide, your father, Moses?
He is still feeling weak, Abiram. The fall he took shook him up, but fortunately no bones were broken.
Old men do tend to fall often. This is to be expected. I trust that you have seen that he is well taken care of.
He is well taken care of, Datan.
And you have seen to it?
Joshua had.
Oh, he has taken over the responsibilities of a son as well. A shrewd captain, this Joshua.
I was away in the hills with the sheep.
Yes, yes, we know, Gershom. You're a devoted shepherd to your sheep.
Yes, the sheep. The sheep.
By the way, have you thought about what we said to you in the fields?
I have thought about it, somewhat.
Only somewhat, Gershom?
I am a simple man. You two speak in such a way that my head whirls. I am confused.
Then we shall dispel this confusion. We will be blunt and to the point. You have been robbed, Gershom. Robbed of your most precious possession. And what is worse, you're not even aware of it.
What are you speaking of?
Joshua has stolen from you the birthright of leadership of Israel. Rightfully, it is yours. Look at Aaron's son, Eleazar. Is he not the high priest as his father was before him? And why are you only a shepherd?
But I like being a shepherd.
Yes, as a preparation for something higher. But to be a shepherd your whole life, a son of Moses? Oh, come now, Gershom, do not be a child.
And your son, David. Think of him. Is it right to deprive the boy of this birthright?
Eleazar's sons, from son to the end of days, will be high priests. And your sons? What will they be? Leaders of Israel?
If they wish.
If you pave the way for them, you mean. If you yourself become the leader of Israel.
Good day, Gatan and Abiram. I must return to my flock.
And now, Gatan. With the help of dear Gershom, we will return to Egypt and be done with this wandering in the wilderness, this deprivation and hardship.
We know if Joshua comes to power, conditions will grow even worse. He will certainly take us across the Jordan and to certain destruction.
No, it must be Gershom. This is the shepherd who will lead us back to Egypt so that we can laugh and sing and dance again. Eat and drink and shout and be happy. The people will gladly follow the son of Moses.
And the son of Moses will follow Abiram and Datan. Isn't that right, Abiram?
The brew is working, Datan. Slowly, but surely.
Father, the flock is beginning to know me. I can tell they really are.
Are you happy to be here with the sheep?
Oh, yes, I am.
And do you want to be a shepherd the rest of your life?
Yes, Father, yes.
Maybe it is because you know no better.
What could be better than to be here in the hills? To be the protector of a whole flock? A free man to have the whole day to dream of heaven and earth?
Those are my words, David.
I know, Father.
Sometimes a man's thinking can change. Yes.
Why?
Why? Conditions change. A man looks at things differently.
But what could change about liking to be a shepherd?
It's a hard life, David. Always without respite, day and night. You must watch these woolly creatures. Drought consumes you by day and frost by night. Wind, storm, murderous sun. A wild animal darts out of a cave, and you must put your life between it and the sheep. Are you ready for that, boy?
I am.
But maybe you should be trained for something bigger and better than that.
What would that be?
My birthright. Your birthright.
So there was one of those mysteries of the older people again. All of a sudden, my father was talking strangely about his birthright and mine, whatever that really was. I had a feeling that those two, Datan and Abiram, were probably connected with it somehow. So I thought it would be a good idea to keep my eyes and ears open, which I generally do anyhow, and find out what was going on. And when Father went to visit my grandfather Moses, I hid myself under the tent, and I heard everything that was said.
Gershon, my son, enter. Welcome. I am most pleased.
You are looking well, Father.
And how is the young one, David?
He's fine.
And the sheep, my boy?
The sheep are fine.
You appear to be a little out of sorts, however.
I'm sorry. It's just that I have many things on my mind.
Oh, you have never been one to fret. What is it, my son? The grazing land? The sheep?
Oh, it's not the sheep. Is that the only thing you think I have on my mind? Sheep, sheep, sheep.
You are a shepherd. A very devoted one. That is the only reason I said that.
Couldn't I have been something other than a shepherd?
I would think so. You have many talents. Perhaps in the promised land you may wish to select another occupation.
Maybe follow your example. Maybe become leader of all Israel.
Oh. Oh. Is that it?
Yes. Why could it not be so?
Once it was also my dream for you. I am only human. I am a father. Don't you think I didn't desire to pass the mantle of leadership onto you so I would die knowing that a son of mine would continue the divine mission?
Then why didn't you prepare me for the task?
Because I knew in my heart that it was wrong to consider my position as a family possession, one that a father hands down to his son. It belongs to all the people. And anyone among them should have the right to aspire to it and achieve it.
Didn't I, too, have this right?
Yes. But ever since you were a child, Gershom, you wished to be a shepherd. It was your great joy. You always had a great skill with animals. You had no desire to be a mover of men and events. I felt it was your God-given right to be what you wanted to be. What could I do but approve of your choice and wish you well?
But it was not so with Joshua. You didn't think he would make a fine shepherd. No, he would be the leader of Israel.
Gershom, from the day I was recognized as the guide of our people, I deemed it my responsibility to seek out potential leaders, to give them opportunities to test their mettle, to encourage them as much as I could. A leader who doesn't prepare for his own departure has failed his followers.
And Joshua has passed all the tests.
He is completely devoted to the welfare of our people. He is strong, courageous. He is dedicated to the freedom of Israel. He has proven himself time and time again on the battlefield of Rephidim, on Mount Sinai, during the time of the Golden Calf, Korah's rebellion. I could go on. Never has he asked anything for himself. I feel the Spirit of God rests on him. Israel is fortunate to have him. My son, do not embitter your heart with senseless envy. Accept yourself for what you are.
Yes, what am I? That is a good question.
You are a good shepherd. You are a good man. I am proud of you.
Yes,
yes, your father's words, Gershom, sound very persuasive and reasonable.
However, Gershom, there is one factor you haven't considered.
What is that, Datan?
Do you think it is Moses who speaks?
Of course, I was there, I heard him.
Ah, you see now why it's important for you to have such advisors as Datan and myself. While you have been with your sheep, we have been studying men and their ways.
What is your point?
Moses speaks, but the words are now the words of Joshua. He has complete control over your father. He takes care of his every need. Why, you've seen that yourself. But don't you see, Joshua is no longer the devoted disciple. He is now the master.
Then I must go to Joshua and have it out with him, face to face.
No. The powerful Joshua would crush you in an instant. There are other ways, Gershom. Stratagems and wiles which you are not aware of.
And we will handle these details.
I boiled like a pot of water when I listened to those two. Life was much better for us before Datan and Abiram started telling Father what to do. Now he brooded all the time and didn't even have time to teach me to be a shepherd. In fact, I didn't see Father too often. Many times he'd go off with those two and leave the flock with me or someone else. Not that I minded taking over for a while, but it was much more fun being there with Father. He knew how to play the best songs you ever heard. They were so beautiful that even the sheep stopped and listened. They really did. But now he never played at all. I felt so angry about the whole thing that I just had to go to Grandfather and speak to him, even though I knew he was always so busy.
David, you are too young to be concerned with the problems of the adults.
But I wish to be a good shepherd. And how can I be that if Father doesn't spend more time teaching me?
Yes, in that regard you are right. Well, shortly many questions will be settled and done with. And you will have your father again.
Grandfather?
Yes.
Are you going to die, Grandfather? Are you?
I am very old, David. Very old. And I am human, as everyone else. I must die, too.
But we haven't crossed the River Jordan into the Promised Land yet. We need you to lead us. Grandfather, haven't you asked God to let you cross over?
Many times I have prayed to God for this privilege. But I know it is not to be so.
Why, Grandfather, why?
I suppose once again it is to remind me that I am human. It is not possible for any man's dreams to be completely fulfilled within his lifetime.
Couldn't you just cross over a little with us? Just onto the other side?
No. It is not to be. But very shortly I shall climb a high mountain and see the land of our fathers in all its beauty. This God grants me.
Then you'll climb down the mountain again, Grandfather? Then you'll come back to us?
No. I am too old. Too old.
No, you're not. You're not.
Come. Embrace me, my child. Let peace be upon thee and upon Israel.
Gershom, the time has come for us to act.
The moment of decision is at hand.
What do you propose?
Moses is planning to go on foot to the peak of Mount Pisgah to gaze on the Promised Land. Before he goes, he intends to bless the 12 tribes of Israel. They will be lined up on the road he takes. Walking next to him on one side will be Joshua.
And on the other side will be you, Gershom. You!
But he hasn't asked me to.
Gershom, you must seize the initiative. You are the son. You have a perfect right to be there as your father departs.
And when Moses dies, the people will have fresh in their minds the picture of you walking by his side. They will be fearful because their leader has left them. They will seek another Moses. One who has the blood of Moses coursing through his veins. Joshua will be swept aside. You will step forward.
And we? We will do the rest.
It was those two again, causing all this trouble for Father, making me worry about what was going to happen. All I could do at the time was listen to those evil men and hope something would turn up to prevent what they were trying to do to all of us.
David, I will be gone for a few days, perhaps even more. The plot will be entrusted to your hands.
I will look after them well, Father.
And soon, my boy, if all goes well, we will no longer be troubled with minding sheep. Others will do it for us.
Father, I like being a shepherd, I do.
Yes, yes, I thought that way once also, but I learned differently, and so will you.
No, Father, no.
We will have time to talk about it later. I must leave now.
Are you going to Grandfather?
Yes, yes, it's my duty to do so. I am the son.
Will you go up on the mountain with him, too?
Wherever it is necessary to go.
Be sure, Gershom, to stay very close to your father.
You and he must be identified as one in the public mind.
We have men placed along the road who will emphasize the close relationship between father and son.
Are you ready, Gershom?
Yeah, I am.
Father! Father!
David!
Not now, boy, not now!
But the flock! The flock!
Never mind the flock. Not at this time.
Father, wolves!
What?
I saw them, wolves, circling the flock.
I can't go now.
Father, father!
The procession is to begin. He must stay here. Call someone else.
Who can I call? The wolves will destroy the flock.
Gershom, a great prize is within your grasp. Don't lose it now.
It belongs to you. It is rightfully yours.
Stay by the old man, and Israel is yours.
Father, you are the shepherd. The sheep are not far off. Please, Father, please.
Hurry, David. Show me where they are. Maybe I can still get back in time for the procession.
They're just a little ahead, Father. A little ahead.
I shouldn't have come. Hurry, boy, hurry.
A little further. Just a little.
Where did you take them? To the top of the world?
Just a little further. A little more. There, Father. There.
Why? The sheep look fine.
Now they do. Because you are here.
Where are the wolves? I see no wolves. There are no wolves. Answer me, David. There never were any wolves. Speak. You lied to me. My own son lied to me. You shall remember this day. You shall feel my hand.
No. Father, please. Grandfather told me he wasn't going to return, and I was afraid for you to go up on the mountain. I need you, Father, to teach me to be a shepherd. I need you, Father.
Come. Come, my boy.
Are you returning to the procession?
No. I'm returning to my sheep. To my son. Forgive me.
It's all right, Father. It is.
The son has taught the father. The wolves may come again, and I must be here to defend the flock. That is what a good shepherd must do.
They say that when Grandfather looked from Mount Pisgah onto the Holy Land, he saw everything. The hills, the valleys, the plains, everything. And I know he looked back and saw Father and me tending the sheep again. And that made him happy. Because I felt at that moment as if Grandfather were embracing me and saying again, "Let peace be upon thee and upon Israel." I know peace was upon Father and me. He played a beautiful song, and the flock was safe.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. William Blankenstein of New York City, member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and honorary president of Congregation Shorei Torah of Flatbush. Mr. Blankenstein.
You have just heard a dramatized story based on an episode taken from the career of Moses, who lived about 3,500 years ago. Three moral lessons that are applicable today can be gleaned from this tale. Firstly, that leadership is not a birthright and does not necessarily pass on from father to son. Moses' son Gershom could not become a leader of the Jewish people capable of leading them into the promised land after the death of Moses merely because of his parent. Leadership must be earned and deserved. Leadership is a gift of the people, and everyone, regardless of his station in life, if qualified, can aspire to it. Secondly, we learned that Moses, as a father, taught his son Gershom an occupation that he was fitted for, an occupation that he enjoyed, and especially an occupation that Gershom himself desired. Moses himself did not set standards and goals which were beyond the capabilities of his son. Moreover, Moses was happy that his son found peace of mind, joy, and contentment in being a shepherd. There is a phrase in Proverbs which exactly pinpoints this thought. Chanoch lanar al pi dako. Raise your son according to his capabilities. Finally, the last episode of the play, the discourse between Gershom and his son David, emphasizes the basic need for a father to be a teacher and counselor to his son. These three ethical and moral principles, which were discussed in today's program, appear to me to be more vital in our present age of crises than they were in the days of Moses. Our free and democratic way of life depends upon the choice of capable leaders with a high sense of moral and ethical values and the educating of our future generations to the joys of a job well done and inculcating them with the moral and ethical teachings of our fathers that have withstood the test of centuries.
Thank you, Mr. Blankenstein. Gonshack, and was the last in this series of programs entitled Freedom and Responsibility. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Norman Rose, who was Moses, Carl Weber played Gershom, Guy Repp was Datan, and Ivor Francis was Abiram. Ronald Liss played David. Be with us next week when the Eternal Light will present The Root and the Flower, written by Virginia Mazur, the first in a series of recreations of 12 outstanding Eternal Light dramatic programs. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.